I'm from Leh. I grew up in the settlements and slums of Leh. Spent all my life there. Ended up working for the government a bit as a district administrator, and started my hand in business. I own a few businesses. I've been helping a lot of people in my hometown Leh for a long, long time in various capacities due to people pressure, especially the mothers. They paid for my nomination fee, and nearly 3,000 women plus some of the unemployed youth got me to run for elections. I refused, but they ended up paying for the nomination fee. So I thought, yeah, I'd give it a shot. Try to help the people of Leh. I've seen Leh in its glory days, and now I've seen Leh in the last 25 years do a landslide, you know, going downhill. I thought I could help to try to change the thing and improve the lives of the people there. Running as an independent is basically, I didn't want to owe any political party. I didn't want to owe anyone. A lot of people who start in politics in the beginning end up owing people things when they run, like people donate goods. That's why I ran as an independent. But I've recently joined one of the oldest parties in PNG, the Pangu Party. I joined it last week after a lot of deliberation. I had to join a party eventually, and I have. That's the Pangu Party.
Does this mean that you've officially joined the government?
I have officially joined the government as of last week. I joined Pangu Party as an independent. We moved to the government seats last couple of weeks, I think. We made that call by the Pangu leader, made that call to move, and I moved with the Pangu Party.
Was that a hard decision for you to make? Because there has been a lot of criticism about the decision of Pangu Party to move to the government.
Yes, there has been a lot of criticism, but basically, the criticism, a lot of it came from people who are not from the Marlborough province, like who reside and live there. We must understand the people of Marlborough voted us. Like me, for an independent, it was an easy decision to make because I never made a promise to anyone when I was running in the elections. My only promise was to make Leh a better place to live and work. That was my only promise. I owe it to my voters to give them the best services possible. Leh is a pretty important city in Papua New Guinea. It's the second biggest city. And there's a lot of development of projects like the new Australian-funded hospital, the new market funded by the New Zealand government, that's $30 million. NADSAT Airport, the new international airport. Most of all, the city commission. I had to make a move that was a positive move to ensure that my voters got the best deal possible. I believe this is the right move, and it will ensure that services do happen to the people of Leh. If you see Leh, you visit Leh, it's gone to the dogs, to be honest. Escalation of crime, the services are non-existent. It's a hard battle if sitting in the opposition benches to try to fix those issues. So I put aside whatever pride or whatever I had and made the best decision possible, bringing voters' interest at the heart.
In Leh, there must be a lot of people living there that have an anti-PNC kind of attitude. And I say that because there are a lot of university students in Leh over at the University of Technology. So have you experienced any backlash from people in Leh or any concern about this?
None at all. I've had no major backlash. As I said, my concern is clear that most of the people I've talked to, and the voters, especially the voters, a lot of people on Facebook and stuff like that, they're not the real voters. They don't usually vote, to be honest. It's the people who are not on Facebook, the people on the street, the ordinary people. Those are the guys that vote. And I sought their opinion. And those are the guys that said, do whatever is the best thing that can help us. And it is the best decision. And put it this way, the next elections in 5 years' time will determine whether my choice was the right one or the wrong one.
Sam Basil has said that one of the main reasons that he wanted to take Pangu Party over to the government is because he was worried that he and his party members might not get the access to the district service funds. Was that a main concern for you as well? Do you think that he has a point?
Politics in PNG, yeah, that is a concern, but it's not just the district service funds, it's everything. Sam can be the best guy to ask that question for, but for my concern, it was basically to do with the Leh City Commission. I want to turn it into something similar to the Port Moresby NCDC Commission. You can see the way Port Moresby's moved forward in the last 5 years in terms of infrastructure and service delivery. That's the best way forward. It would be in the best interest of the people, and you know, in 5 years' time, the people can judge me on that decision.